Good morning, folks. Rise and shine. It is Saturday morning, and you are listening to WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick, Central Vermont Community Radio at 91.1 FM and 91.7 FM on your dial or online at WGDR.org. Hey guys, welcome back. It's Amy's Kids Show and it's another Saturday and I'm so excited to be back in the station in the year 2022. This is my first show since the new year and I'm very excited. But first, before we get started, let me remind you that community support for Amy's Kids Show is provided in part by Woodbury Mountain Toys, featuring a selection of toys and games for kids of all ages. Located at 24 State Street in Montpelier, Vermont. More information about Woodbury Mountain Toys can be found at woodburymountaintoys.com. Come in and play with us. That's what that dog is saying in the background. That's dog speak for come in and play with us, which is, of course, our motto here on Amy's Kids Show as well. And I'm so glad to be back. I was gone for a couple of weeks. We had a special guest on the air last week. Lamb Chop went to the Nutcracker, so that was a fun way. I hope you guys enjoyed that fun way of celebrating, you know, the holiday season. And so now we're back from the holiday season, and it's January, and it is cold out there today, guys, here in central Vermont. And I do have our special guest back in the station, Ann Elephant. Our friend Ann, who's an elephant, a puppet elephant. You know, she's been coming to the station here for, a little bit over a month and visiting and bringing all kinds of stories. And today is a very special day because I have special ordered and received a copy of a book called The Elephant and the Rope. And the story is written by A.M. Marcus, who is really an amazing children's author. He has a whole bunch of books that he's written. This is just one of them that we're going to read today, and I'm very excited because I was looking specifically for this story, The Elephant and the Rope. And here I found it by A.M. Marcus, a version written for children, which is really, really neat. I love when people think of kids, don't you guys? Yeah, we got to think of the kids more. I know that's what Anne was talking about on the way to the station today. You know, let's think more about kids. Well, so we're going to do that today, guys. Kids are going to think about kids. Grown-ups are going to think about kids. We're all going to act like kids. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you for joining me. And today's theme is I can do anything. Thank you for joining me. Let's get started.
And a task that seems impossible is quite possible for you. A kind and steady heart is sure to see you through. It may not seem like very much right now, but it'll do. When you find yourself in the middle of a storm and you're tired and cold and wet, you're looking for a place that's cozy and warm. You'll make it if you never forget. A kind and steady heart can conquer doubt and fear. Little courage goes a long, long way, gets you a little bit further down the road each day. And before you know it, you you'll hear someone say, "That'll do, babe. That'll do." Kind and steady heart is sure to see you through. A little courage goes a long, long way. Gets you a little bit further down the road each day. And before you know it, you'll hear someone say, "That'll do, babe. That'll do, babe. That'll do."
And sing. Auntie Kay's Pigsburg is stuffed with excitement, especially when Douglas Doogie Duck and the Ducklings arrive.
Scuba diving. Welcome back, folks. I hope you were enjoying that music, that inspirational music. That last song definitely reminds me of what I have always wanted to be, which is a ballet dancing truck driver. We actually have a song about that. I forgot to bring it today. I'll have to bring it another time here soon. Now I'm missing that song. So welcome back, folks. I have our special guest here again. We just were drinking some tea in the other room, drinking some tea to warm up because it is really cold here in Vermont today. Anne Elephant, why don't you come on up here to the microphone? Here we go. Okay, we'll get it all set up. Hey, Anne, welcome back. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too.
How are you doing, Anne? You've been a little cold lately, haven't you?
Well, actually, it's been a little bit cold up here in Vermont, and I heard it's going to get even colder, so I have some news for everybody.
What's your news, Anne? I think folks are listening. Go ahead.
Well, actually, my mom and I are going to go down to Florida and spend a few months down there, and maybe we'll come back in the summer when we can come swimming in Vermont, but we're going to go to Florida so I can go swimming now.
Okay, I think that's a good idea. And of course, we'll miss you, but you'll be back to visit in the summer. I'm really looking forward to that. We can go swimming together. That'll be really great. And I'm actually really glad that you're here one last time before you move to Florida. because I just got a book that I was looking for from the day you first arrived. And I really wanted to read the story, and it just arrived in the mail in time for today's show. So it's called The Elephant and the Rope. Have you ever heard of that story before?
Well, actually, it kind of reminds me of a story we read way back when I first came. The story about the blind men and the elephant. And do you remember one of the elephants? One of the blind men was feeling the elephant, and all he could feel was the elephant's tail. And he thought that elephants were like a rope because that's all he was feeling. And that's what I think of when I think of elephants and rope, because I've been thinking how silly that is all along, that someone, a grown-up, would spend his whole life maybe thinking that an elephant is like a rope because that's all he felt, and he didn't feel the rest of the elephant or talk to his friends about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're right. You're right. It does remind me of that story, too. But this is a whole different story. It's a whole different story. And how about if I read you? There's a quote at the end of the story that kind of gives us a hint to what the story's about. It goes like this. A lot of people go through life hanging on to the belief that they can't do something simply because they failed at it once before. So what do you think about that? Here, there's actually a really good question in here that the book author suggests. Is there something you can do easily now that seemed very hard or even impossible before? And how did you get good at this? What do you think, Anne? Is there anything you can do now that you couldn't do before? And how did you learn?
Well, actually, I was really scared to go swimming the first time. I didn't think that I'd be able to swim.
Well, that's a good example. So what happened?
Well, actually, at first I just cried and I stood on the shore and my mom had to help me get the courage and believe in myself so that I could get in the water and try it.
Well, that's a good example. You know, that happened to me, too. I was learning something only a few years ago, and it was a brand new thing, and I was taking a class, and my professor wanted me to try doing this brand new thing that I did not understand, and I remember I cried, too.
Really? You cried when you were learning something new? But you're a grown-up.
I know. Well, grown-ups can get wicked frustrated when they're trying to learn something new, especially because, you know, grown-ups don't always think it's supposed to be so hard to learn something new at our age. But it's hard at any age. In fact, I've sometimes seen people, you know, crumple up a paper that they're working on because they get so mad. Or maybe they break a pencil.
Well, that's a silly thing to do. It's not the pencil's fault.
I know. It is a silly thing to do, and it wastes a lot of pencils and things. But sometimes people get frustrated, and so I was actually pretty proud of myself that as a grown-up, I didn't break anything. I cried. I got very mad for a while. But then I calmed down, and I breathed. And I started with one little step at a time. You know, sometimes that's a good way to do it. One little step at a time. And in fact, would you like to try learning something right now?
Well, yes, actually, I am always curious and ready to learn.
Well, good, me too, because that song that we just were listening to called I Can Do Anything, it's actually broken down into sign language. I actually have a song we can listen to now to learn the sign language to go along with it. So sign language is a special kind of language that people can use. People who can't speak with sounds using their voice, instead they can speak using their hands. So we're going to learn, if you're interested, you can take the time right now to learn some sign language. And here are the words that we're going to be learning. Think, dream, believe, see, and I can do anything. So why don't you pick? Sometimes it's easier to break it down into little bits, right? So maybe you want to pick which word you're going to try to learn first. Let's just start with one. Think, dream, believe, or see. Which of those words would you like to learn?
Well, I'm going to start with the first one. How about think?
Okay, yeah, why don't you focus on think? I would like to learn how the word dream is done in sign language. Okay, and maybe our listeners would like to pick a different word altogether. So here we go, guys. Let's give it a try learning some sign language. I can do anything signs.
So you see, signing songs is a fun way to use sign language and learn signs at the same time. You'll notice that we won't be signing word for word. Here are some signs that you can learn for the song, I Can Do Anything. The sign Think. Touch the side of your forehead with your index finger. The sign Dream. Squiggle your index finger out from your forehead. The sign Believe. Touch your forehead and then clasp your hands together. The sign See. Make a V hand shape coming out from the eye. The sign Possible. Make two fists and bounce them up and down in front of you. The sign Anything. Make an A hand shape and trace an S in the air, and then open the palm face up. Are you ready?
If I can think, then I can dream.
Dream.
And what I can
dream,
I can
believe.
And when I
believe,
then I will
see.
I can do
possible,
anything.
Possible, possible. Anything. Right, you've got it.
Well, how many people made up their mind to learn some sign language this morning? How about you, Anne? How did it go with the think?
Well, actually, I'm really glad I only picked one word to learn. There were a lot of words, so I just focused on the thinking part, and I think I have it.
You think you can say think in sign language? Fantastical. Okay, I wonder if the listeners out there picked up on a word. We're going to do it one more time because, of course, learning is best done with repetition. That means that the more we repeat something new, the easier it's going to get, and the better we're going to learn it. So let's try it again. Pick another word. The words to choose from are think, dream, believe, see, possible, and anything. So let's pick a second word. We're going to learn two words today. This is exciting. Okay, here we go.
So you see, signing songs is a fun way to use sign language and learn signs at the same time. You'll notice that we won't be signing word for word. Here are some signs that you can learn for the song, I Can Do Anything. The sign Think. Touch the side of your forehead with your index finger. The sign Dream. Squiggle your index finger out from your forehead. The sign Believe. Touch your forehead and then clasp your hands together. The sign See. Make a V hand shape coming out from the eye. The sign Possible. Make two fists and bounce them up and down in front of you. The sign Anything. Make an A hand shape and trace an S in the air, and then open the palm face up. Are you ready?
If I can think, then I can
dream.
And what I can
dream,
I can
believe.
And when I
believe,
then I will
see.
I can do
possible,
anything.
Possible, possible. Anything. All right, you've got it.
Well, folks, how did it go? Did you learn another word? That's pretty cool. It's Saturday morning, and it's early in the morning still, and we're already learning a new language. See how exciting learning is. I'm really having so much fun. And so, Anne, what did you think? Were you able to pick up another word?
Well, actually, yes. Yes, I picked up think and dream now. I like the dream part, and I'm ready to learn more. I'm a little nervous about learning the word anything. That sounded confusing because there were letters and things I didn't even know yet. Oh.
Yeah, and I know sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming when we're learning something new and there are all these parts that we don't understand yet. And so actually, the book we're going to read today is right on that theme. And it's interesting that in sign language, the word anything, you know, being possible, you know, is one of the hardest parts, because that is one of the hardest parts to learn in general. What is possible, right? And that anything is possible. And so we're going to read this story now. Everybody get comfortable, get cozy, maybe get a cup of tea to keep you warm this morning. This story is called The Elephant and the Rope, and it's written by A.M. Marcus. Will, he's the main character, Will was having trouble with his homework. He tried and tried, but he just couldn't get the right answer. I can't do this. I'll never be able to, Will grumbled. Maybe I should talk to Grandpa before I just give up. He always knows what to do, Will thought. What's wrong? Grandpa asked. You look like someone stole your only piece of candy. Will laughed, almost forgetting his bad mood. No, Grandpa, I'm having trouble with my homework. No matter how hard I try, I can't get the right answer. I give up, he growled. Grandpa thought for a moment and patted Will's back. Why don't we take a break while I tell you a story about when I was a young man? Did you know I used to work for a circus? Grandpa asked. Will gasped, his eyes wide. Wow, really? Yes, come and sit down next to me and I'll tell you all about it, Grandpa said, motioning to the sofa. Grandpa began. I was about 20 years old at the time, and I used to do all sorts of things for the circus. For example, I would make sure the magician's rabbit didn't run away. I would help put the big show tents up and then help take them down afterwards. Sometimes I would even pop the popcorn, Grandpa said. Grandpa smiled as he remembered all the great things he used to do, and Will listened carefully, wondering what this had to do with his homework. One day, my boss told me to give the elephants a bath. And let me tell you, it was not an easy job. I had to use a long brush and a lot of soap. Plus, I had to watch out for both ends of the elephant, Grandpa chuckled. But here's the part you really need to hear, Will. When I first worked with the elephants, I could not believe my eyes. Those big, strong elephants were held in place by nothing but a tiny piece of rope tied to one of their front legs. It seemed strange to me, so I found one of the trainers to ask him why the elephant stayed there instead of breaking the rope and running away. The trainer told me that when elephants are very young, they tie a small rope around their foot. The young elephants try to break it, but they're still too small and too weak. Eventually, they get used to the rope, and as they get bigger, they stop trying. Will could hardly believe it. He considered how the elephants were tricked and how they only thought they couldn't run away, but could have if only they had just tried. He realized they had given up too soon. Grandpa smiled and explained, "You see, just like the elephants, a lot of people go through life hanging on to the belief that they can't do something simply because they failed at it once before. They forget that you can grow stronger if you just keep pushing yourself to your limits." Will thought about his homework and how quickly he wanted to quit just because he hadn't been able to do it the first few tries. He decided he wouldn't give up like the elephants, and all that he needed to do was keep trying until he could do it. "Do you understand what I'm trying to teach you?" Grandpa asked. "Yes, oh yes I do," Will said, and he rushed back to his room, determined to finish his homework. It took him a while, but he kept pushing himself until at last he succeeded. He felt like a big, strong elephant breaking the rope that had held him back. Will ran back to Grandpa to tell him the good news, and Grandpa gave Will a big hug. "Good job. I'm so proud of you for not giving up. Working hard pays off eventually," Grandpa told him. The next day at school, when Will handed in his homework, he told his class the story about the elephants. His teacher was very impressed with what he had learned from his grandpa, and she was happy he hadn't given up like the elephants. At recess, some of the other kids came up to him and asked if he could help them understand their homework. They wanted to keep trying, just like Will did. Will smiled as he went to the bench to explain the homework to his classmates. He was glad he was not like the elephants after all. He was excited to teach his friends what happens if you just persevere. The end. And before we go to some music, folks, I'm going to give you just one more question from the author at the back of the book. The author asks, if you have to face a challenge or something difficult in the future, like starting at a new school or playing on a new team, how do you want to act? How do you want to act? That's a good question when we're learning something new, right? All right, so we've got some great music. And do you want to hear some more music about you can do it and all that kind of stuff?
Well, actually, yes, I like all the inspiring music because, you know, I was always told that I can do anything that I set my mind to. And I wish those other elephants had been taught the same thing.
I know. Me too. Me too. That's what I was taught. My parents taught me that same thing. We can do anything that we set our mind to.
Well, I have a question.
Okay, go ahead. We love questions here on Amy's Kids Show. We're full of questions.
Well, actually, I'm wondering, like, can I do, like, anything at all? Like, what if I wanted to fly? Do you think that if I think of flying and I dream of flying and I believe I can fly, do you think anything's possible? Do you think I could really fly? Well, that's a good question. I think a lot of creatures who can't fly naturally have had that same thought, right? Don't you wish you could fly and think you could fly? And while it may not be possible by the laws of nature for you or me, Anne, being the creatures that we are, you know, I'm a human, you're an elephant. If we just try to, like, flap our arms, we're probably not going to be able to fly, right? Because we don't have wings. You know, we are bound by some natural laws that just exist, you know, things like gravity and things. But there have been people throughout time who had that same idea that you have. And instead of being limited by the fact that we don't have wings, actually, they went about learning more about the natural laws of things like gravity and things like force. And what if we go really, really fast and powerfully in one direction, and then we tip some artificial wings upward and we angle ourselves up into the sky? Can we force ourselves to go up into the sky? And actually, people have figured that out. And so now we can fly. Yes, even an elephant could fly in an airplane, right? In a machine that can help us do it. So yes, I would have to say yes and no to your question. Yes, you can, and no, you can't. It is possible if we work within the laws of nature. So we do still have to do that. Well, that's pretty cool. So we are kind of magical after all.
We are magical, especially when we're curious and we keep learning. So thank you. That's why I love having you on the show, Anne. And I am so excited for you going back to Florida where you can swim and everything. And so we'll come back for the end of the show. Let's get to some music, okay? I want to do some dancing.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, here we go.
Can you do it?
Nothing to it!
With a wiggle and a waggle in your hip, hip, hip.
With a wiggle and a waggle in your hip, hip, hip.
With a bounce and a jounce and a dip, dip, dip.
With a bounce and a jounce and a dip, dip, dip.
Well, that's cool.
Well, that's cool.
And that's neat.
And that's neat.
But now there's more than before, so pay attention to the beat. And can you do it?
Nothing to it!
With a twist and a fist and a pow, pow, pow.
With a twist and a fist and a pow, pow, pow.
With a punch in your lunch and an ow, ow, ow.
With a punch in your lunch and an ow, ow, ow.
Well, that's cool.
That's cool.
And that's neat.
And that's neat.
But now there's more than before, so pay attention to the beat. And can you do it?
Nothing to it.
With the groove you move and a side, side, side.
With the groove you move.
Horse, of course, and a ride, ride, ride.
With a horse, of course, and a ride, ride, ride.
Well, that's cool.
Well, that's cool.
And that's neat.
And that's neat.
But now there's more than before, and it's faster to the beat. And can you do it?
Nothing to it.
With a kick and a flick and a ski, ski, ski.
With a kick and a flick and a ski, ski, ski.
With a bop on the top of your knee, knee, knee.
With a bop on the top of your knee, knee, knee.
Well, that's cool.
That's cool.
And that's neat.
And that's neat.
But now there's more than before, and it's faster to the beat, and can you do it?
Nothing to it!
With a fist and a wrist and a stack, stack, stack.
With a fist and a wrist and a stack, stack, stack.
With a hug and a shrug and a back, back, back.
With a hug and a shrug and a back, back, back.
Well, that's cool.
That's cool.
And that's neat.
And that's neat.
But now there's more than before, and it's faster to the beat, and we're starting from the top, and we're not gonna stop, and can you do it?
Nothing to it!
With a wiggle and a waggle in your hip, hip, hip.
With a wiggle and a waggle in your hip, hip, hip.
With a bounce and a jounce and a dip, dip, dip. And a fist and a pow, pow, pow.
With a twist and a fist and a pow, pow, pow.
With a punch in your lunch and an ow, ow, ow.
With a punch in your lunch and an ow, ow, ow.
With a groove you move and a side, side, side.
With a groove you move and a side, side, side.
With a horse, of course, and a ride, ride, ride.
A horse, horse, ride, ride, ride.
With a kick and a flick and a ski, ski, ski.
With a kick and a flick and a ski, ski, ski.
With a bop on the top of your knee, knee, knee.
With a bop on the top of your knee, knee, knee.
With a fist and a wrist and a stack, stack, stack.
With a fist and a wrist and a stack, stack, stack.
With a hug and a shrug and a back, back, back.
With a hug and a shrug and a back, back, back.
With a jump and a bump and a turn around.
With a jump and a bump and a turn around.
With a crouch and an ouch and a sit back down.
With a crouch and an ouch and a sit back down.
There's no more than before, so you did it to the beat.
Hit it!
What a pig got to do, oh yeah.
Hallelujah, shout hallelujah.
They got to take on responsibility of shaping their own destiny. A pig's got to do what a pig's got to do, oh yeah.
Hallelujah, shout hallelujah.
Oh yeah.
Hallelujah, shout hallelujah.
They got to put on the walking shoes and move on down the road.
Hallelujah.
They don't want to get caught standing still. They got to get on with the show.
Hallelujah, shout hallelujah.
They know that success is in the palm of their hands. They got to get out and take a stand. A pig's got to do what a pig's got to do. Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah, shout hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah, shout hallelujah.
Capture all they can.
Hallelujah, shout hallelujah.
They don't want the good life to pass them by, so they got to get out and give it a try. A pig's got to do what a pig's got to do, oh yeah.
Hallelujah, shout hallelujah.
A pig's got to do what a pig's got to do, oh yeah.
Hallelujah, shout hallelujah.
A pig's got to do what a pig's got to do, oh yeah.
Hallelujah, shout hallelujah.
They don't want the good life to pass them by, so they got to get out and give it a try. A pig's got to do what a pig's got to do, oh yeah.
Hallelujah, shout hallelujah.
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 Even in Pigsburg, parents have difficulty with separation.
One day in school, David felt like a fool when he didn't get a question right. The class laughed out loud, but David felt proud because the teacher said at least he tried. He learns from mistakes, makes good grades, does homework every night. If he makes a mistake, he keeps on trying until he gets it right. The only way you never make a mistake is do nothing. The only way you'll ever get ahead is do something. So if you try and you make a mistake, just try again for your own sake. Oh, felt left out when she was picked last for the team. She never played, but she tried anyway and found it easier than it seemed. She understands you do as well as you can, don't worry about mistakes. She did her best, stood the test, now she's captain of everything. The only way you'll ever make a mistake is do nothing. The only way you'll ever get ahead is do something. So if you try and you make a mistake, just try again for your own sake. The only way you'll never make a mistake is do nothing. The only way you never make a mistake is do nothing. Do something.
Just plain mad. When you want to shout or pout about the day you had, you dropped your lunch on the way to school, your books at the bottom of the swimming pool, your blocks fell in a pile. Play it cool, really cool.
My brother watches TV shows that make me scared and spooky.
My sister watches boring shows that I just think are kooky.
And sometimes there's just nothing on.
Once the TV broke.
There's 50 things that I can do. I bet you'll think of 52. There's 50 things that I can do instead of watch TV.
Draw a picture, read a book, open up my eyes and look at pretty flowers, birds and squirrels. Go outside and turn and twirl.
Bounce a ball or play catch. You haven't caught up with me yet.
Play with blocks, play with cars, play with dolls or look at stars.
Play a game of make-believe where I'm a giant ice cream machine.
There's 50 things that I can do. I bet you'll think of 52. There's 50 things that I can do instead of watch TV.
Go exploring in my yard, make my mother's birthday card, sing a song or make one up, drink milk from my favorite cup, make a puppet with my hand,
play our guitar in a rock and roll band,
play with my toes, wiggle my nose, sit and watch my garden grow,
swing on a tree, say my ABCs, tell me what you think of me.
There's 50 things that I can do. I bet you'll think of 52. There's 50 things that I can do instead of watch TV.
Close my eyes and count to 10. Cluck like a chicken and walk like a hen.
Call my grandma on the phone.
Watch my doggy chase a bone.
Feed the fish, make a wish. Put some cereal in my dish.
Catch some bugs and watch them eat.
Look what I can do with my feet.
Hop on one foot, hop on the other.
Shake a rattle for my baby brother.
Make an airplane out of clay. Dance the jig or do ballet.
There's 50 things that I can do. I bet you'll think of 52. There's 50 things that I can do instead of watch TV.
Bounce a ball over my head, make a fort over my bed.
I can have a gooey time mixing up my own green slime.
Call my friends from down the street, have our own Olympics meet.
Yeah! Imagine things that you can do when you pick what you want to do.
There's 50 things that I can do. I bet you'll think of 52. There's 50 things that I can do instead of watch TV.
Well, folks, we have come to the end of Amy's Kids Show today, and we had our special guest, Anne, and the elephant back today for her last visit for a while because she's going to be moving down to warmer places so she can go swimming, which she loves to do, and we'll have her back in the summer when we're all going swimming up here in Vermont. And I hope you enjoyed those last few inspirational songs. I thought they were really inspirational. And I hope that you find 50 other things that you can do today besides watching screens like TV and video games, because, you know, the stories that those screens tell us are really like tying a rope around our leg. It's really like the elephant and the rope story that we read today. It really sort of traps our imagination. You know, not only is it a big waste of time and we're not spending that time, you know, learning new things, but we are also limiting our imagination. And so I hope that you guys will spend a lot of time doing other things. Anne, I was wondering if you had gave any thought to the question that our author, A.M. Marcus, asked us today, which was, if you have to face a challenge or something difficult in the future, how do you want to act?
Well, actually, you know, we talked about how frustrating it can be sometimes to learn something new. And I was surprised, Amy, that you cry, too, when you get frustrated like that. And well, I think I'd like to stop crying and maybe count to 10 and try again.
Well, that's a very specific goal. I like the way that you pick just one thing that you're going to try at a time. Sometimes, you know, that helps when learning something new. I think I'll try that too. Let's both try that. And we'll check in over the summer and see how it went. So, Anne, before you go, I know that you have a couple of jokes you want to squeeze in here at the end of the show. Why don't you get started? Because this is your last time. You want to get these really good jokes in before you go away for a few months traveling.
Yeah, well, I've been saving these special ones, and they're kind of on the theme today. So Let's see what people think. Okay. Which is stronger, an elephant or a snail?
A snail can't be stronger, right? It's much smaller. I don't know, Anne. What's the answer?
A snail, because it carries its house. An elephant just carries its trunk.
Oh, I get it. Okay, carries its house. That means a snail must be stronger. You're right. Wow, I never thought of it that way.
And I have another one because it's how I'm going to stay in touch with you, Amy. How do elephants talk to each other long distance?
How do elephants talk to each other over long distances? I don't know. And what's the answer?
On the elephone.
Steady heart can make a gray sky blue, and a task that seems impossible is quite possible for you. A kind and steady heart is sure to see you through. It may not seem like very much right now, but it'll do, it'll do. When you find yourself in the middle of a storm, and you're tired and cold and wet, you're looking for a place that's cozy and warm. It'll make it if you never forget. A kind and steady